Homosexuality exists by design. Live and let live. Many Christians believe that homosexuality is a sin because in the Old Testament it is called an abomination, and a few disciples in the New Testament said it was a sin. But did Jesus say it was a sin or wrong? No. He said nothing about the subject, at least nothing that was recorded. God does not make mistakes. Everything on this planet has a purpose by design. Newsflash. Some people are born gay, while others become gay later. Everything on this planet, including our lives, is created by design with a connected, intelligent purpose. But much of that purpose is beyond our limited intelligence. Whether we understand the purpose or connect the dots on the "why does this exist" is another story. The most obvious reason that some humans are born as homosexuals is to control the size of our population. There are no mistakes here. At this point, we could use a lot more homosexuals on the planet. We should celebrate people being gay because it helps to control the exponentially increasing population boom that is the number one problem facing the human race. By not having children, homosexuals benefit the continuation of the human species more than straight people do. I took a class in college called Animal Science, in which I learned that 10% of the male sheep, the rams, are homosexual. They will only have sex with and associate with other rams. I guess there are a lot of sinning sheep out there, huh? Do those sheep need some kind of re-education? Did God make a mistake on that one? There are no mistakes. Everything has a purpose that we may or may not yet understand, which benefits the whole. Homosexuality has also been observed in orangutans, American bison, bats, pigeons, elephants, lions, dolphins, penguins, giraffes, swans, and many other species. Are they mistakes made by creation or evolution? Or is there a reason we don't understand? Should those animals be rehabilitated or undergo therapy to make them straight? Or should they all be destroyed? The problem is simply that homosexuals don't meet the standards or ideals for straight people, and there are more straight people than gay people. Homosexuality makes some straight people feel uncomfortable. But straight people, especially straight Christian people, need to deal with this issue as Jesus would have dealt with it. Would Jesus judge or condemn homosexuals? Did he? The perspective of straight people is not the only perspective on this earth. Other sexual orientations exist and need to be accepted and tolerated. We are all so self-centered and judgmental as humans, which comes from our own perspective and preferences. We want to impose our own individual standards, preferences, and perspectives on others who are different. Whether we are gay or straight, we want others to conform to our preferences. For most of history, homosexuals have been persecuted and had to remain in hiding. Many Muslim countries still persecute homosexuals and put them to death. As a straight male, I don't like to think about gay people having sex or kissing, and I don't want to see it, imagine it, or hear about it. It repulses me and makes me uncomfortable. Does that mean that homosexuality is wrong, or that it should be prohibited by law because I feel that way and think that way? Of course not. That's just my reaction coming from my perspective of being a straight male. Is being straight the ideal because it is natural for the majority? No. So should straight people judge or condemn homosexuals because they are repulsed by their behavior? No. That view denies the fact that some humans are born gay by design. If you ask gay people if they like to see or imagine straight people having sex, it repulses them too. But their views don't count? Homosexuals don't choose to be gay any more than straight people choose to be straight. Asking a homosexual to choose to go straight is no different from asking a straight person to choose to go gay. It's really ridiculous that this logic of choosing even exists in today's world. It's just ignorant, intolerant, judgmental crap. As far as Christianity goes, remember that Jesus was all about kindness, love, patience, and tolerance. Inclusion, not exclusion. Are gay people rubbing their grievances in straight people's faces these days? Yes, they are, in the name of correcting past injustice and judgment.
It's a reaction to the fact that for most of history, gay people have been killed, suppressed, shamed, and forced to live in the closet.
So, we're witnessing some vengeance today, a justified resentment to get back at straight people, and the Christian churches in particular, for the suffering they inflicted on the gay community for so long. Should gay people unconditionally forgive straight people, regardless of whether they are justified in their argument or in their reasons for resentment? Yes, if they want to be part of healing our world. Unconditional forgiveness is the answer. Gay people, please forgive straight people and the church for all the judgment and persecution in the past and present. Humility, forgiveness, and acceptance are required on both sides to heal this issue. I can clearly see the other reasons aside from population control that homosexuals were created as part of a design. Many gay people teach straight people important lessons by being extremely positive, loving, friendly, and generous human beings. That has been my experience. Some of the best examples of loving partnerships that I have ever seen have been gay men in long-term relationships. Straight people can learn from gay people's examples of how to be giving, loving, kind, and patient with each other in relationships. What gay people do behind closed doors is their own business. I don't understand it or desire it from my straight perspective, but I don't need to, because I wasn't created and designed that way. As a straight person, I just need to accept it and not judge it. Gay people are not mistakes. I don't expect gay people not to be gay just to make straight people more comfortable around them. We need to see each other as family, regardless of whether we are straight or gay. For me to say that you should live according to my perspective would be foolish, and it's the same for the other side. Straight or gay, live and let live. Don't judge. Mind your own business. Love one another. Come together. Stop fighting. You have a choice. Acceptance and forgiveness are the answer. There is painful history to overcome. Let's do our best to be considerate with each other. It takes humility to admit being wrong, especially if one side has been more wrong than the other throughout history. I am asking each side to forgive, but I am asking homosexuals, the more wronged party, to forgive first. I know it's a big ask and a big give, but your example of forgiveness will teach others how to forgive. Remember, forgiving is not just for you, it's for all of us, because behind the scenes, there are no sides. It's all for one and one for all. I forgive you and you forgive me because I am you and you are me. Division and separation are an illusion based on ignorance. Please be an example of forgiveness despite justified hate and anger in others. My intention for expert giver groups is to help us come together, regardless of sexual orientation, gender, religion, political association, or race.